It is time for a closer look for the family. Today's topic, parenting, the anguish, and the art. 670 KBOY's Rob Branch talks with Dr. Stephen Hill of Jefferson Street Counseling and Consulting in downtown Boise.
Dr. Hill, parenting is a full-time job, right?
Absolutely.
And the biggest question or problems facing parents are?
How do you know the difference of when to hold the line and when it's something that a child or a teenager is bringing up, where maybe it is time to take a fresh look at privileges and home rules, that kind of thing.
Specifically, what do you mean by that kind of thing?
Is this something that's negotiable, or is this something that should stay in that category of not negotiable?
You don't mean a parent has to give up control, do you?
Things where the parent should always have the trump card is when it starts to involve legal issues or health or safety.
Maybe some examples.
Tobacco or alcohol or drug use. To safety, just being out late at night, what kind of environments or supervision is safe for that age child.
Okay, let's get back to the idea of parental flexibility on the rule.
Certainly, the child or the teenager who is pulling their weight with school, with other responsibilities around the home, you want to see in terms of their healthy development that more and more freedoms go along with that.
Now, how do we do that?
To think of it like a stepladder or a staircase, whereas in step with the child taking care of their responsibilities and demonstrating that maturity, that's what can get them to the next step in terms of privileges.
And the antithesis to that would be?
If they really blow it in terms of that trust with the parents, it's certainly appropriate for a certain amount of time for the child to have to move one or two steps lower on that ladder or staircase too.
So we've got to make ourselves pretty clear about what is flexible and what is not.
You're not on such good ground as the parent to try to hold the kid to the rules if the rules weren't explicit to start with.
It's worth repeating, Dr. Hill.
You really need to make your expectations very clear.
And naturally include the kids in the process.
If you get children to participate in that system up front, you oftentimes will get a lot less whining afterwards when the consequence comes.
Okay, let's say even though our rules are clear, what do we do when our kids violate the rules?
There needs to be lots of talk about, each day is a day for new decisions, and the teenager can earn those things back by showing that they can be trusted and responsible.
We parents do lose it, and we'd say things like, the punishment means you're going to be grounded for life or other absurdities like that.
Really, shorter-term consequences are as effective or sometimes more than something that's huge and drawn out.
Well, what are the consequences of drawing out punishment?
Pushing that risk of the teenager just kind of giving up and say, why try anyway?
And if we run into trouble we can't handle?
Seek help sooner rather than later.
Makes some sort of sense.
In the long run, that's going to save you a lot of grief.
You know, does parenting ever end?
I don't think so.
Okay, but is there light at the end of the tunnel?
Even if it's a permanent job, it is something that I think gets easier the more experience you get.
So parents, Dr. Hill suggesting we get clear about our expectations, also the consequences of approved and non-approved behavior, and realize that if we need help, it's out there. Rob Branch, 670 KBOI News.
Don't miss Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly.
So I know what you think.
Weeknights at 7 after Michael Savage.
On News Talk 670 KBOI. Don't miss a thing.
Don't miss a thing.
I'm a home heating and cooling.